Good afternoon. We are gathered this day to remember and celebrate the life of Donald D. DeHart, husband, father, friend, and faithful servant of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. On behalf of being here today, it's a very difficult time for them, as I'm sure you understand, and we thank you for being here, and they will appreciate your prayers in the weeks to come as well. Family also invites you over to Hager Hall, the room that you came through on the way to the sanctuary, for some time of fellowship and refreshment following the service. While we are here this afternoon to remember and celebrate Don's life, we are also here to remember and celebrate the promises that come to us through the life, death, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior. So with that in mind, I would invite you to stand and join with me in our call to worship. We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so it will be for those who have died in Christ. Comfort one another with these words. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. Let us worship God. God, now to redeem our memories, to comfort our broken hearts, and renew our confidence in God's goodness. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
And let us pray. O God, who gave us birth, you are ever more ready to hear than we are to pray. You know our needs before we ask and our ignorance in asking. Show us now your grace, that as we face the mystery of death, we may see the light of eternity. Speak to us once more your solemn message of life and of death. Help us to live as those who are prepared to die. And when our days here are ended, enable us to die as those who go forth to live, so that living or dying, our lives may be in Jesus Christ, our risen Lord. Amen. Hear the good news. Come to me, Jesus said, all you who are heavily burdened, and I will give you rest. For I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden light.